I am more than certain that each of us has attended a children's event where, amidst the spectators and fans, there was one particularly emotional individual, most likely a parent of one of the children involved. Today, I want to discuss the issue of excessive parental pressure on children in sport. I believe that sports, especially for children, should be an enjoyable and developmental experience, rather than something that undermines their mental well-being and psychological state in the long run. In today's world, sports are extremely popular among children, and nearly every family encourages their child to participate in athletics activities. Parents invest a great deal of time and financial resources into this pursuit. Consistently, they often develop very high expectations regarding who their child should be and what they're out to achieve. This makes this topic critically important, as adolescence is a period of rapid physical and emotional development. Thus, the environment surrounding children at this stage exerts a profound influence on the adults they will eventually become. When sports become merely a means to an end, specifically to secure scholarship, financial gain, or competitive status, the activity ceases to be a constructive force and loses its capacity to provide immediate enjoyment, as children begin to define themselves solely by their athletic identity, rather than as unique individuals. Ultimately, parental pressure can predispose a child towards psychological distress, insecurity, and social withdrawal. For these reasons, I believe this issue warrants serious discussion. The most common problem is precisely the fact that parents often become more invested in their child's career than the child is themselves. The consequences of this behavior frequently escalate into intense pressure, yet parents often fail to realize or simply do not acknowledge that they're actually doing their child more harm than good. There are many reasons why this occur. On one hand, parents naturally want their children to develop and secure a respectable, promising future, one in which they're capable of supporting themselves financially. Naturally, parents also hope that their child will earn a scholarship and be able to pursue their education tuition fee. Another major issue is that parents frequently compare their child to other, seemingly more promising children. Consequently, the child struggles with low self-esteem and develops an unhealthy competitive mindset. I do not believe this pressure is beneficial. If a child loses a match, they may come to feel that they are worthless, as if their entire value as a human being depends solely on their performance in competitions. Furthermore, as a result of this pressure, children often conceal various serious injuries because they fear disappointing their parents and those around them. Most often, children subjected to such pressure experience burnout. They lose their passion for the sport they practice and may even suffer a loss of their own sense of identity. Moreover, this unhealthy pressure can escalate into depression and various symptoms of anxiety in the child, outcomes that are highly detrimental to their future well-being. This problem is solvable if parents modify their behavior and mindset regarding the issue. As research indicates, parents should not focus solely on their child's result in competitions. Instead, they should observe the effort the child puts forth and diligence that they demonstrate. Furthermore, in an article by Omley and Weiss-Dornstahl in 2011, the authors discuss various strategies for altering parents' reactions and behavior during their child's sporting events. To this end, they surveyed young children to learn how they would prefer their parents to behave while they're competing. I believe this approach offers a promising solution. Another positive development is that currently numerous organizations and podcasts exist to help parents navigate the challenges of raising young athletes without causing them harm. For instance, an article by Lisinskin and Lodgebaum in 2019 describes a year-long educational program designed for children and their parents, focusing on how effectively interact within the context of sports. Finally, if parental behavior becomes excessively unhelpful or aggressive, one viable solution is, of course, to restrict their presence at their children's games. In conclusion, we have arrived at a shared perspective. Children's sports are not always or even primarily about results. Rather, they're fundamentally about their children's own relationships with the sport. Harmony, joy, and balance are the paramount aspects of a child's development. When parents cross the line between acting as a coach to their child and simply remaining a parent, they risk reaching an impasse. Parents need to understand just one thing. Do they wish to raise a mentally healthy and happy child or merely a professional athlete?